More than 1,400 cats and dogs are killed every day in animal shelters across the U.S., adding up to nearly 1.5 million every year. Animal advocates call many of those deaths economic euthanasias, caused because their owners can't afford to keep them. But as WJCT's Brendan Rivers reports, a Jacksonville nonprofit has a proven formula to bring their number down, starting with helping low-income pet owners keep them.
Stormy, you're so sweet. Well, come on in.
First Coast No More Homeless Pets runs a vet clinic on Cassett Avenue west of downtown, where a cat named Stormy is waiting with a severe eye injury. Dorinda Barker says Stormy recently showed up at her front door.
And my dog of 17 years passed away last year, and it took a while to get over it. And now that he's come into my life, I'm very blessed and feel so much more happier now just because it's unconditional love.
Parker says she can't afford hundreds of dollars at a traditional clinic, so she was afraid she'd have to give her cat up. But the vet here said she qualifies for financial aid.
And we're going to do some antibiotics and things like that, and he's very positive that he's going to be able to lead a perfectly normal life and live forever.
We see over 100 clients a day that come to us without an appointment, that just walk in.
That's Pet Clinic COO Jennifer Barker. And yes, that's her real name.
So we need to make sure we have enough staff to see those 100 sick or critical pets that come in addition to all of the appointments that we have.
And we were a walk-in, didn't have an appointment, and were very quick to get to us, so very thankful.
The vets here provide $25,000 worth of free medical services every month. It's one of three prongs of First Coast No More Homeless Pets' strategy for maintaining Jacksonville's no-kill status. Communities are considered no-kill when at least 90% of all animals that go into shelters come out alive. Barker says the Feral Freedom Program is part two.
So all of the feral and community cats, we do free spayer neuters. We make sure they're up to date with all of their medical needs, and we make sure that they're released back into their outdoor environment.
To date, the program has saved around 30,000 cats from lethal injections, she says. And the last part of the no-kill strategy are mega pet adoption events held three times a year when animal shelters bring cats and dogs to the Jacksonville Fairgrounds.
We can adopt anywhere from 500 to 1,000 animals in that three-day weekend.
At a recent mega pet adoption, Elizabeth Thornton with Nassau County Animal Services is hoping to find a home for a mutt named Butterscotch.
Well, she came in as a stray, and she had a very weak immune system. So we tested her, and she ended up having Demodex. And on top of a food allergy.
The Demodex parasite caused Butterscotch to have sores from head to paw. And Thornton says even after treatment, her chances are slim.
Skin issues cost so much money. You have to do this, you have to do that. So many vet visits. They don't want to take home a dog that's going to already have problems.
Lucky for Butterscotch, by the end of day one, someone's interested. A nurse.
She had knowledge of how to treat infections. She has that compassion to care for people. And us knowing that she has that knowledge made us feel better that she's gonna take care of this.
First Coast No More Homeless Pets CEO Rick Ducharme says in 2002, the year he founded the organization, more than two-thirds of animals in Duval County shelters were euthanized. Since then, shelter intake has fallen by half and just a tiny fraction are put down.
And we feel that those were true euthanasias, where it was in the best interest of the animal. It was really a medically required euthanasia, or in some cases, of course, due to behavior of the animal.
He's now exporting the strategies to other communities, like Fort Worth, Texas.
I think the mega adoption event was probably a game changer.
Humane Society of North Texas spokeswoman Cassie Lackey says her group hosted the state's first ever mega pet adoption event in December under Ducharme's guidance. At the end of the two-day event, just three of 875 animals remained.
It was amazing. I mean, we absolutely want to do this again.
Today, Duval County is one of the largest no-kill communities in the nation, and it is the largest in Florida. Miami and Tampa are getting close to no-kill, too. But Nicole D'Andrea with National Best Friends Animal Society says for most, especially the small rural communities, it's a challenge.
There are about 20 no-kill communities in Florida. And there are 460 total communities. So our goal is to make all of those communities no-kill by 2025.
And Rick Ducharme says he's ready to teach anyone who will listen. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.